This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise, the fabulous week he ever had, Mr. Rob Center, our great producer, taking good care of us this morning. On the news line with us, and now we're going to talk to Dr. Edward Everett. He's a Geisinger neonatologist. We're going to talk about Father's Day coming up. Of course, he'll give us that unique perspective that comes from very newest of the newborns and maybe some things that might even pop up in the NICU. Good morning, Dr. Everett. Thanks for calling us this morning.
Good morning. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
I do appreciate that. When you get close to Father's Day, does that even give you a moment to think and pause and to say, oh my gosh, you know, I deal with fatherhood every day and in such an unusual way in the NICU? What are your thoughts as a Father's Day approaches?
Well, it's kind of multifaceted. I think that, I myself am a father of four, and so that impacts my profession. But, being that I work in a neonatal intensive care unit, I start, though, as a pediatrician. So my training is actually in pediatrics. And so understanding the impact of the family on the health and well-being of children is actually a foundational piece of what we do as pediatricians.
Tell me something about the science of fatherhood. Explain how maybe a baby reacts and changes as it goes along because of interaction with a father. How does a father change and interact because of interactions with a baby?
Yeah. I mean, I think in general, what we know is that there's actually a significant amount of science on this. And when we have involved fathers, it's linked with better outcomes on nearly every measure of child well-being. Cognitive development, educational achievement, things like self-esteem, and also how people interact with each other in a social method.
And what do you ever get a chance where you can not give advice but just sound information and some words to fathers to say, hey, you know, this, your presence is going to be critical?
Yeah, I mean, I do, and I, it's the theme. If you want to say, what's the theme of fatherhood, the theme is they're watching, and our children are watching, and it starts early, but their presence is absolutely essential, and not just presence, but involvement, and it doesn't have to be, amazing. Stuff. It can be just their presence and their involvement in their child's life. And it starts as simple as just, we've got dads now who are holding their kids even while they're on respirators in the NICU. And they're making that link with their role in fostering their babies and their children's, development and their health and their emotional connection.
Does a child react differently between a father and a mother?
I don't know. That's a very good question. I don't know that that there's a difference in the sense of how they react. Although I do think that there's science in pediatrics showing how there's big differences in households with a father figure, and when it comes to things like educational achievement, as well as social interaction, emotional stability. There's evidence that that children that are raised with a father figure in the home get higher educations. They have less risk-taking behavior as adolescents. And so I think those are all important factors. And so I think there's a synergistic effect when you've got a mother and a father or a father figure in the home.
Well, and this might relate to fathers or mothers. If a child detects that it's cared for and monitored and is being watched also, the child responds.
Yeah, I think that's true.
And if you show that the child is loved, is that maybe key to it? I mean, I think you can be present and not necessarily show affection or love, but if
Absolutely.
A child is shown, tell us about how a child of any age reacts to that.
Yeah, I mean, so there is, you actually are hitting on a really important point, which is this issue of connection, right? So just being present isn't necessarily, you don't get the pass, go and collect $200 just because you show up. You've got to show up and you've got to perform. And so what we know is that when children connect with their parents and their fathers, is that that leads to a more fruitful social and emotional development within children. It actually impacts their relationships with others as they grow up, and it impacts how they live their lives long term. You know, the father impacts their daughters by demonstrating a certain level of character in how they manage their relationships. Sons look to their fathers very commonly for approval. And they don't just model their character, but they use their father's approval as affirmation for, yeah, I'm doing the right thing here. And so, but in order for that to happen, you got to have a dad who's or a father figure who's there making that connection and reaffirming those behaviors and also modeling it. Walking the walk and talking the talk.
And what if I'm not a good walker or talker or performer? You know, I can be present, but I'm not the best example. You know, I got my own issues of, about any kind. How can you get past some of that?
Acknowledgement, right? I think what happens is we're all kind of human. So I think one of the things that probably we shouldn't be doing is basically hiding those type of things from our kids, right? Our frailties and our imperfections, but actually embracing them and saying, look, this is things I need to work on. And what that does is that models behavior for the child to say, look, yeah, I'm not perfect, but I got to work on these things. I got to do this. I got to do that. And I'm going to make mistakes, but here's what you do. You know, you put your head down and you keep working at it and not giving up.
And all of these, we'll call this the building blocks of the life that you're growing and building in the life of the child, those building blocks are set in place literally, maybe before birth. I know you communicate with a lot of parents ahead of a birth.
Yeah, it is. We do. And some of those connections do get started early, but the first 3 years of a child's life are absolutely critical when it comes to establishing behavioral norms, making those emotional bonds. That it is, when it comes to, you had talked about, you can't just show up, right? You gotta get out, you gotta play the game.
Gotta perform.
And so, one of the things you got to do is you've got to nurture that young mind and that young soul very early, because you're basically building a house and that foundation needs to be strong.
And let's visit your NICU for a moment. Okay, so now you have
Sure.
a child that has medical needs. Any different role for the father? You mentioned this father holding a child
Yeah.
that needs respiration help.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a growing body of research looking at the impacts on the family when it comes to having a child who's critically ill or in the neonatal intensive care unit. One of the things that we often do is we fall into these social norms, right? The dad is supposed to be the supporter. The father's supposed to kind of prop everything up. He's got to be the strong one. And what we've got to realize is that they're suffering too. That there's a lot of grief there, that yes, indeed, men handle their grief differently than women, and they're struggling with that along with trying to fulfill kind of societal norms of how they're supposed to be perceived. And some of those perceptions are good things, right? You know, the father's supposed to be there to support and to guide and lead the family, and that's good, but you can't keep dipping from the well without, refreshing it a little bit. And so we have to remember that we've got to take care of our fathers, that we've got to be able to realize that they're going to need these emotional and sometimes physical respites in order so that they can keep giving.
And we have modern families today. You know, it used to be, we always at least envisioned it, that a normal family was a married couple, you know, raising one or more kids. I don't even know if that was ever really the norm or not, but that's how we pictured it. But now we have single individuals, divorced, single parents, stay-at-home, you know, gay, straight, adopted, foster. I mean, it's just every family's got a great adaptation going on in their lives. How has that changed fatherhood, if at all?
I mean, I think that it still crystallizes fatherhood in the areas where we would consider a traditional, family structure. But what it's allowed us to do is take that role and apply it in other areas. And so, letting someone else fulfill that role—it doesn't have to be a biological, male to be able to fulfill that role of a father. The role, though, needs to be understood. And so those things that fathers need to do, those things that the family and specifically the children are looking for from that father or father figure, need to be understood and appreciated in order for that role to be fulfilled.
Anything else you are ready to talk about that I haven't asked a question that elicited that response? Anything else?
I don't think so. I think that it's. The family is one of these things that is a cornerstone for our future. And so the old adage is it takes a village to raise a child, and that is true, but it starts with that nuclear family, and it all kind of blossoms from there. And it's one of those things where it's just not like this I'm going to be a dad. Well, I mean, that does, it's not just a title bestowed on someone or a parent, if you want to use the word parent. There's responsibilities and that go along with that, and those responsibilities are really important, especially when you start viewing what you're doing and the impact it has on the future. And the more you think about it, the more it becomes really serious, in the sense, and really amazing, because it gives you an amazing opportunity to form a life in a way that is productive and inspirational.
Well, yeah, I will tell anybody who ever asks, as a father, anytime you want to walk on air, just spend some great quality fun communicating present time with your child, and the day goes better. Thank you so much, Dr. Everett. We really appreciate your help and your information. Good morning, and thank you so much for checking in today.
Good morning to you, and thank you very much for the opportunity.
That is Dr. Edward Everett, a Geisinger neonatologist. We give special thanks to Joe Stender, who is also a father, we might add, for hooking us up for this Father's Day interview.